Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our text is Life is Now. We're in chapter 5. Now, what does the Almighty want from me? Your soul is on a mission from its Creator. You are unique. Only you are you, now and always. Only you have your unique life mission. Your loving Father, an awesomely powerful Creator, loves you and wants you to succeed. The situations and occurrences throughout your life are divinely orchestrated to elevate you and your character. The questions you ask yourself about life create you and get you to focus on a direction. The Torah states explicitly in Deuteronomy, that's Dvarim, chapter 10, verse 12, "And now, O Israel, what does the Almighty ask from you?" Please note the important word, now. This is a question that we need to be aware of many times throughout the day. Right now, what am I being asked to think, say, and do? People who keep asking themselves, "What does the Almighty ask from me right now?" will be on a path of elevating themselves spiritually. This one question will make a major difference in all aspects of your life. It will enable you to free yourself from being upset about the past. Regardless of what you have or have not done in the past, the question to focus on is what you can do now. This question will also free you from obsessing about what might be in the future. You might have a multitude of concerns about the future. You might have a multitude of plans, but the highest priority question for now is, what can I do now that will be fulfilling the Almighty's will? Sometimes it'll be very clear to you what the Almighty wants you to do. Other times, you'll need to reflect and contemplate before you answer. At times, you might even need to consult others, but at all times, you'll be creating yourself in an elevated way. Keep in mind that an important aspect of what the Almighty wants is for you to do His will with joy. Joy, together with courage and love, "I love you, Hashem," and serenity, will help you stay on track.